Spider-Man, Scooby-Doo, and Austin Powers are all fading at the nation's box offices, and so is the latecomer known as XXX. Still, the summer blockbuster season ends this weekend on a high note. Explosive action pictures and lowbrow comedies have taken in a record $3.15 billion. Now the mood changes as Hollywood trots out its fall pictures, all 154 of them. We asked Bob Mondello for a very selective preview.
Audiences will be looking back a lot this fall at what now appears to be the innocence of previous decades, at film classics that are being remade or revisited, and at a variety of conflicts, from World War II to the Armenian Holocaust to that fateful winter's day in 1972 when British troops marched into Derry, Northern Ireland.
You be careful tomorrow.
I'll be fine. It's only March.
What if trouble starts?
There'll be no trouble. It's a peaceful march.
Bloody Sunday is the story of the day a wave of peaceful Irish protest turned into a civil war that lasted for decades. And the British also figure in several other stories of combat this fall, including All the Queen's Men, in which soldiers Eddie Izzard and Matt LeBlanc dress up as women to infiltrate a Nazi factory, and The Four Feathers, a story of late 19th century colonial conflict.
An army of fanatics has attacked a British fortress in the Sudan. Congratulations to you all. We are shipping off to war.
I sometimes wonder what a godforsaken desert has to do with Her Majesty the Queen.
Talk like that can get you accused of cowardice, as Heath Ledger discovers in The Four Feathers, a tale Hollywood has already remade 5 times. Of course, covering familiar ground is a time-honored tactic in Tinseltown, which will explain why you might feel a bit of déjà vu while watching The Truth About Charlie, Jonathan Demme's remake of a 1963 thriller about a woman who thinks she's found romance as she's running from unknown bad guys.
Have you ever been in love in Paris?
I can't say that I've had that pleasure, Richie.
Well, you're still young. Maybe you still have a chance.
Maybe, if it's not just a charade.
Hello, Mrs. Lambert. Has he laid his little tango routine on you yet? He wants your money, and he'll do anything to get it.
Will Mark Wahlberg and Thandi Newton erase memories of Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn in Charade? Who knows? But while you're pondering that one, consider Eddie Murphy and Owen Wilson in roles made famous by Bill Cosby and Robert Culp. Yep. It's a big screen I spy.
Now put this in my eye.
And I got the camera in my eye.
Hey!
Hey, I see me!
Hey, I'm seeing what you're seeing!
I see me looking at you, looking at me!
I like this!
That's the type of thing we're gonna be doing on the mission!
Also being remade is a thriller that was very well made the first time, but without the leading man who became an audience favorite later. Back in Manhunter, the story's diabolical genius was played by Brian Cox. In Red Dragon, he's Anthony Hopkins, toying with FBI agent Edward Norton.
I need your advice, Dr. Lecter.
If you recall, well, our last collaboration ended rather messily.
So it's true the Lecter's actually helping with your investigation?
I might not have time.
I do. I have oodles.
Among the other films Hollywood will honor by remaking them, the Russian science fiction classic Solaris, this time depoliticized, but with George Clooney in a nude scene as compensation, and Lena Wertmüller's Italian social comedy Swept Away, now with Madonna playing the helpless material girl who gets marooned on an uninhabited island with a practical but disgruntled servant. Other women, mostly happy homemakers, will have their lives disrupted on screen in a variety of ways. Charlize Theron by kidnappers in Trapped. Julianne Moore by infidelity in Far From Heaven. And Susan Sarandon twice, first in The Banger Sisters by the unexpected arrival of trashy friend Goldie Hawn, and then in Moonlight Mile by the unexpected death of a daughter, a trauma she and Dustin Hoffman cope with differently, he by busying himself with details of the wake, she by tossing books into a roaring fireplace.
Honey, those were gifts.
Grieving for grown-ups?
They're supposed to be helpful.
Please, this is helpful.
Moonlight Mile is based on the real-life experience of writer-director Brad Silberling, who brings a surprising amount of humor to a downbeat story. Humor is also the undercurrent in an offbeat tale of love and sadomasochism called The Secretary, think Blue Velvet as an office romance, and also in Eight Women, in which Catherine Deneuve, Emmanuel Béart, and six other gorgeous French stars are suspects in what's being called a musical comedy murder mystery. Whatever that is.
That is the question.
Foreign and independent films always blossom in the fall, and this year that means audiences can thrill to some fabulous music in Standing in the Shadows of Motown, a terrific documentary about the unsung musicians who backed up the fabled vocalists of Detroit's musical heyday. For the more literary-minded, there's Andy Garcia as an unsuccessful novelist who prostitutes both himself and his writing talent when he meets pimp Mick Jagger in The Man from Elysian Fields.
Elysian Fields is an escort service. We tend to the wounds of lonely women in need of emotional as well as spiritual solace.
Only women?
Call me old-fashioned.
Talent and sex also figure prominently in Frida, a film biography in which Salma Hayek plays the Mexican painter Frida Kahlo to Alfred Molina's muralist Diego Rivera.
Unfortunately, I'm physiologically incapable of fidelity.
Oh, really?
Yes, a doctor acquaintance of mine confirmed this.
What a convenient diagnosis.
Is fidelity that important to you?
Loyalty is important to me. Can you be loyal?
To you? Always.
Those who think watching a film about artists sounds about as exciting as watching paint dry can relax. Hollywood is still Hollywood, and there's plenty of action on the way, too. From Die Another Day, the 20th James Bond movie, to Nemesis, the latest installment in the Star Trek series, to The Core, which finds some dubious but urgent-sounding reasons to send a team of scientists plunging through 2,000 miles of solid rock to the Earth's molten center.
The spinning core protects us from cosmic radiation.
Without it, radiation will create superstorms.
Microwaves will literally cook our planet.
After that, it gets bad.
Even kid flicks will have a catastrophic ring to them this fall, as a little girl battles with angry Japanese gods in Spirited Away. Environmental disaster is barely overcome in Pokemon Forever, and the forces of evil resurface just as everyone's favorite Quidditch player is preparing for fall semester at Hogwarts Academy.
Harry Potter! Such an honor it is!
Who are you?
Dobby the House Elf. Harry Potter must not go back to Hogwarts this year!
Oh, but he will, presumably jump-starting a holiday season filled with Oscar hopefuls, including the second installment of that other wizard fest, Lord of the Rings. Last year, Harry won the box office battle, Frodo and his cohorts won the hearts of critics, and the saga, as they say in the ads, continues. I'm Bob Mondello.